extremely vague. Croker looked at Lady. She seemed at the point of collapse. This was tiring work, but her exhaustion went beyond what you would expect. Some hard guy, my captain. Sometimes his feelings were obvious. He hurt for the woman he loved. Swan, hang around. I want to talk to you. I was politely invited to move my unwelcome ass along and get some rest of my own. Chapter 26. I wanted to sleep. I was tired despite having done so little that was physical. But when I retired to One Eye's wagon, I lay there tossing and turning. Outside, Mother Gota was engaged in an endless litany of complaint. Evidently, I was only a minor character in her cast of troubles. Uncle Doge was a star. Hong Trey was a star. Sara was a star for having gone along with Hong Trey, or for having gotten Hong Trey on her side. Witches, both of them. Tai Day didn't say much more than usual. He might have wanted to enter a factor, too, but his mother never gave him the chance. Same old where Mother Gota was concerned. Most of the time, I didn't hear her anymore. I wondered if she could be insulted into silence. She did get me thinking about the woman I loved. I turned and tossed and wrestled with the pain. I thought it might be getting a little less potent. And of course I had to worry about that. Was it right? Was it a betrayal of sorry? I reminded myself that I am a grown man, used to a hard life, and should not be getting caught up in this sort of obsessing, however great a treasure Sara had been. I did drift off into that state where you aren't entirely asleep, but you're not awake either, where you can rewrite your dreams as you go along. Suddenly I was back in the past, whipped through time by a gust of laughter and a mocking voice that asked me where I'd been. I was not expecting this after all this time, but it did not take me off guard either. I was experienced at this sort of thing now. Not surprised. I was not lost or disoriented. I had walked with the ghost enough to have developed some resilience. I tried to take hold, just as I would have had I been out with smoke. The aura of amusement surrounding me gave way to startlement. I did a sort of trans-dimensional fast spin, and right there caught a glimpse of the prime suspect, Soulcatcher, kneeling over some array of sorcerous objects near a fire somewhere in the Gorsi approaches to Chirandaprash. My turn to be amused. Even if I was not in control, I now knew who was manipulating me. Now, how could I put another move on her and find out why? The laughter of crows enveloped me, like it didn't matter if I knew who was doing what. That sounded like Soulcatcher, the way she was described in Croker's annals. A force for chaos, seldom giving one rat's ass what happened, as long as something did. I tried to recall where those annals were right now. Another look at Soulcatcher might be worthwhile. Or maybe even a long heart-to-heart with the old man. He knew Soulcatcher better than anyone alive, her sister included. I don't believe Lady had a clue about her sister's thinking anymore. Maybe she didn't care. Maybe I was seeing things that weren't there. What did I know about what Lady was thinking, really? I had not exchanged 100 words with her in the past 3 years. Before that, our